Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, in a vine-covered cottage nestled in a grove of trees snuggled against a sloping English countryside, there lived a poet and his bride. He was Thomas Moore, and she was Bessie Dyke. All who loved poetry acclaimed his work, and all of England acclaimed her fragile beauty. Inside the picket fence of their happy cottage, these two withdrew to weave in warm sunshine and in the quiet night the soft, strong chains that weld two lives into one. The days he must, of business necessity, be away from home, Bessie was always with him, always, except this once. Now, Tom the poet did not want to leave Bessie and leave her ill, but she knew how important it was, a series of appearances in Italy, important to both of them, and she insisted that he go. Anxious about the strange fever, he left both a doctor and a nurse, and instructions that they were to be in constant attendance until he returned. It was 7 weeks, more than half of that on a sailing ship without any communication before Tom returned from Italy, and the young poet hastened directly to the vine-covered love nest, burst into the house to find the doctor waiting. The doctor was saying something about there's no need to be worried, but at the same time, he was barring the way to Bessie's bedroom door. The poet grasped the doctor's arm, demanded an explanation. It had been smallpox, the doctor explained. The crisis was past, she was recovering, but it had left her once lovely face scarred mercilessly, and she never wanted her husband to see her ever again. Well, it was afternoon when Tom returned home. Sometime between that time and the following dawn, Tom Moore, called upon the only real might which a poet can wield, decided that he would try to reach through to her again with the gift which had brought them together in the beginning. You may not remember anything else which ever poured from his prolific pen, but you'll never forget what he wrote that night, because this was his only hope. There were still stars in the sky, but dawn in the east when he rose from his chair and tiptoed to her door and he rapped lightly. And it was kneeling beside her in the darkness that these words passed his lips in music. Now remember, Tom Moore was a poet. He had never written a song before. And yet when he had finished, there was a stillness in that room and the stillness of death itself. A long moment passed, and then Bessie turned in her bed, and with her hand she drew back the shutter, she flung aside the drapery, and as the light stabbed through the darkness and flooded her ravaged face, Tom stumbled to his feet and flung himself into her arms, and at once they knew, as lovers somehow do, that they were in love and they were together. Nothing else would ever matter evermore. His melody is with us still. The inspired words and music which came out of the darkness that night and left us this song. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and fleet in my arms like fairy gifts fading away, thou wouldst still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will, and around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. And now you know the rest of the story.